The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg. We're going to shake it off today as we're hanging out this morning with our friends from Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Shaking it off, baby, living the long life, happy as can be. We have in the house Dawn Dorman, who is here. She's their community relations specialist, and Sarah Kay Hubbard, who's the social worker for them. And actually, I was laughing because the last time I saw Sarah Kay, she was dressed up like Taylor Swift.
Yes, back in October.
Yeah, so that's so funny. So anyway, great to see you both. So welcome to the show. We got lots to talk about again.
We do. We have a lot to talk about. So thank you, Meg.
You're welcome.
We're
happy you're here.
Yes, happy to be here. We're going to talk about advanced care planning today.
Great.
It's a topic that, you know, we all need to know about. So mm-hmm. Sarah Kay is going to discuss all of that with us. So I want to just let Sarah Kay introduce herself really quick.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm the social worker at Ochsner Novant 65 Plus. My role there is really just to help support the mental and emotional well-being of the older adults that we serve, mm-hmm. Whether that's through therapy, resource connection, and even sometimes group therapy classes.
Okay, super. I'm so glad you're here because we'll definitely talk a little bit more about that. But Before we do, I think, Dawn, it'd be good, in case someone is not familiar with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus, what does that mean? What? Who are you? What do you do?
Yes, what are we?
Who are we?
We are a primary care doctor's office. So we are Ochsner. I can't even speak this morning.
Oh, I feel better because I had a couple of those morning.
Oh, goodness. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. We are designed specifically for the unique needs and interests of the older adults in our community. Everything from the color of the walls to the types of floors when we built these clinics to the unique care offerings that center really all around our patients who are 65 and older. And we take an innovative and comprehensive approach to primary care, and we do that by offering extended visit times. We have a wraparound care team. We have a fitness center, so you can come work out with us. And then we have a community room. And all of these have specific needs and purposes when it comes to providing the best care possible for our patients. And, you know, a really big part of Ochsner's health commitment to our patients in this community is bringing care close to home. And that's incredibly important for our senior population. And we have, you know, part of the way that we're doing that is we have two clinics. We opened our Bellevue clinic just recently. Mm-hmm. Very excited about that. But we have two clinics. Thank you very much. We are at 1095 East 9 Mile Road in Pensacola, and then at 5998 Mobile Highway in the Bellevue area. And I encourage everyone to stop by and take a tour. We would love to give you a tour, talk about who we are, what we do, a little bit more in depth, and meet our doctors if mm-hmm. they're available. And then, you know, we have a comprehensive program that's customized primary care, social and wellness offerings, all in one location. And really, these benefits extend beyond medical to include opportunities for patients to participate in activities that match their lifestyles and interests. And by doing that, we host regular social gatherings. We have educational seminars. We do craft classes, cooking demonstrations, bingo. And I just want to share, because it seems like every time we have someone text in, mm-hmm. and there is no cost to participate in any of these things that we do. You do not have to be a patient of Ochsner. You don't even have to be 65. You can just give us a call to RSVP for these events. And of course, we'll give you all of that information. Each activity really is crafted with the intention of not only engaging our seniors, but also fostering deep, meaningful connections. And so many friendships have been made, you know, at our doctor's office, in our community room. And, you know, we know that a decrease in social interaction can lead to significant loneliness and social isolation for older adults. And these activities are a great way to help avoid feelings of loneliness. They provide opportunities for people to find friendships, like I mentioned. I mean, engage in some fun. And Sarah Kay actually does a fitness class every Tuesday at 4 o'clock with our seniors, so they can come and work out with Miss Sarah Kay.
Okay.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes. It's so much fun. And, you know, you go at your own pace. She's not going to be too hard on you.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not. It's not. And, you know, you give us a call. First of all, if you want to receive our mailer, you can call our clinic. 9 Mile location is 850-558-4665. Our Bellevue location is 850-558-4670. And really, at Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus, we're driven by a strong vision, and that's to empower older adults in our community to live healthy, fulfilling, and independent lives, which is so important. Everybody wants to live that independent life, and we're here to help them do that as much as we possibly can.
Well, nowadays, we're much younger at heart
as we
get older, so it's a lot different than when our parents were 65 plus.
Yeah,
so.
I don't remember what the new 65 is. Is it, what, 45 nowadays?
Oh, no, 25.
Okay. Perfect. I will take it.
But I wanted to ask you, so if I wanted to come in, what do I do? Does it cost anything to come in that first time or anything
like
that?
No cost at all. You come in, stop by the clinic. We will give you a tour. If you are not able to come in to take a tour, you can give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
And you can set up a time that's convenient for you to come in and tour. Or, you know, like I said, stop by one of our clinics. We'd be happy to give you a tour.
And then once you decide if you want a medical evaluation or to speak to the doctors, you'd probably need to make an appointment to do that.
Yes, and we can do that. When you come in, you can meet with our wonderful patient access reps, and they can have you sign a few forms. We can get your medical records from your previous provider, and we can get you set up with one of our doctors.
And the text we're going to get, does insurance cover that?
Insurance. So currently we accept Original Medicare, Traditional Medicare, and Humana Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay, we're talking with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus, our friends Dawn and Mary Kay, who are there. And if you have a question for them, they are our experts. 850-437-1620. Just texted in this morning.
All right, thank you. So we're going to go ahead and talk about advanced care planning. So April is recognized as Advanced Care Planning Month. And actually, Healthcare Decision Day was April 16th, but we're still going to get this information out to everybody. We want to encourage conversations amongst the community and the actions that you can take regarding your healthcare preferences. And to do that, Ms. Sarah Kay is going to share all of this information with us and really talk about, really, Sarah Kay, what is advanced care planning?
Yes, so an advanced care plan allows for someone to share their wishes about healthcare, life-saving decisions, and treatments in the event that they're not able to. It also allows you to appoint a trusted friend or family member to make decisions in the event that you're not able to, and just really ensure that your wishes are seen through. These conversations, of course, can be just very difficult and sometimes uncomfortable to have, but on the other hand, it gives you the gift of clarity, not just to yourself, but your loved ones. And actually, patients of any age can make their preferences known to their care team, so they can guide decision-making at any time when they can't make or communicate their decisions. And then in healthcare settings, there are two parts of an advanced directive, which is the living will and then selecting a healthcare decision maker, which we'll explain more about along the way.
So that's a great segue into what are the benefits of advanced care planning?
Yeah, so the first one is definitely just having a plan in place will provide a peace of mind. Serious illnesses and injuries can occur just at any time of our lives. So definitely gives that peace of mind during this process. It allows for additional perspective and support. These decisions are not always easy, and thinking through ahead of time will allow for more help making these decisions, and you're more likely to get the care you need and want. And then lastly, these plans can help reduce the burden on your loved ones later on.
That is so important. I know just recently my dad called me and said, hey, let's talk about this. I need you to be my healthcare surrogate. And it is a difficult situation. It's a difficult conversation to have, but it is a very much needed conversation to have, I think so.
It's so important.
It is.
Really, really is. And if someone feels overwhelmed, because there are some decisions to make, especially when you're writing out a living will and things like that, could you help someone with that if they decided to come in? Do you have someone that could talk to them and kind of guide them
through
the process?
We do.
To make sure you cover cover everything.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we are soon going to be starting classes and holding classes at our facility. Mm-hmm. Sarah Kay, maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. What are some ways to ensure the healthcare arrangements are in place, Sarah Kay?
So just having conversations early with your loved ones, while everyone can still help make important decisions with your input. Create documents that communicate healthcare and end-of-life wishes for yourself and your loved ones. Be sure to review those documents, plans regularly, just because circumstances can change without notice. File your papers in one place and make sure you're not the only person who knows where they are. Share this location with a trusted family member or friend. Having copies of healthcare directives stored in all medical files, just including information on every doctor seen and medication taken. And give permission in advance to a doctor or lawyer to talk directly with the caregiver as needed. And then lastly, just make your plans official with a witness or notary. States often require two adult witnesses. And Florida is one of the places that only requires two adult witnesses.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very important then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is a designated healthcare decision maker and how do we choose one?
So a designated healthcare decision maker is someone who makes medical decisions for you if you're unable to communicate them yourself due to an illness or injury. Your selected healthcare surrogate will work with your healthcare team to ensure your care and treatment are followed as you documented. You can always change your healthcare surrogate by filing a new form, but be sure to keep your family and healthcare team aware of these changes and make sure to have an alternate in case your surrogate is unavailable.
Yeah, that's very important to have more than one option. And then why is it important to have a designated person to make these healthcare decisions and what can they do and who should you consider whenever you're talking about who you want to designate as your surrogate?
Yeah, so this person can decide what type of medical care, procedures, treatments, or services you receive. This person can assist with identifying your healthcare providers and where you receive your care. This individual can oversee information about your physical or mental health and your personal affairs, which include medical and hospital records. And then they can also make decisions about autopsy, tissue and organ donations, and what will happen to your body after the loss of life.
Very important.
Yes, absolutely. And then individuals who you may want to consider for this role is a parent, a spouse or partner, adult children or grandchildren, a sibling, a close friend, a lawyer, or even close nieces or nephews are also considerations.
And something I found to be true over the years, also having a for me, having someone that's local, because a lot of times you'll designate a family member, but they may not be local.
Right.
And so you really do want to have that other person that can be kind of a backup with the information that's available locally. That's a big help.
That's very important. And just as another example, you know, we live in a military town here. And a lot of times our sons and daughters may be deployed overseas. So it's always good if they were your healthcare surrogate to have somebody else local,
have that backup in place just in case.
Absolutely.
The good news is you may not need it.
That's right.
Usually when I write things down and have it all planned out, I'm good. Nothing happens.
Yeah. And that's what we all hope for.
Yeah.
So how do you ask someone, Sarah Kay, to become your surrogate?
Yeah. So when asking someone to be your healthcare surrogate, just make sure the person has a great understanding of these responsibilities. It's okay to feel uncomfortable or sad when asking someone to be your surrogate. And then, of course, just understanding that the person you might ask might say no. And that's okay because someone's healthcare surrogate is a big responsibility.
That's very true. And then what are the next steps?
So make sure your healthcare surrogate has the most updated information by giving them copies of your documents and your will. Make sure your surrogate knows each of your healthcare providers' names. Keep your surrogate in the loop about healthcare progress, and then ensure your general practitioner has the name and contact information of your surrogate. And also, we, like Ms. Dawn said earlier, we will be hopefully starting classes soon about this topic at Ochsner & Avant 65 Plus, so be looking for updates on that.
That sounds great, because then you could ask questions and get more specific about what you need to plan ahead for.
Yes.
This is I'm so glad we're doing it. And you said April is Advanced Planning Care Month. This is great.
It is. We missed our April 16th date, but
That's okay. That's okay. We're here.
Talk
we're
about
starting
it now.
To get it done.
Yes,
absolutely. Is there anything more that you wanted to mention this morning, Mary Kay, about this?
I think that pretty much covers it.
I'm such Sarah Kay. I called you Mary.
You know what? I get Mary Kay all the time, and that is A-OK.
And I know you. That's
but, you know, you think of the makeup brand.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I apologize. Sarah Kay.
But I will say, you know, I'm only 28 years old, but I really enjoy having these conversations because even as a young adult, I think this has brought light to certain things that I want to think about. Because like we mentioned earlier, this is something you can do at any age.
Oh, absolutely.
So like I said, I think that definitely brought perspective to me just learning more about this topic, working at Ochsner Devant, and just how important it really is.
Well, really any age you should have a healthcare surrogate if it's not, if you don't have a spouse or whatever, but someone designated for that legally for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, yes. You think about it. You need to have someone who can make those decisions that you trust whenever you're not able to, and someone that's going to follow or go through with your wishes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Very important. Okay. So tell me a little bit more about Ochsner-Devant Health 65+.
Sure. So if you're interested in learning more, becoming a patient or becoming a participant at all of our fun events, and I'll go through some of our events that we have on our community calendar.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you can call our 9-mile location at 850-558-4665 or our Bellevue location at 850-558-4670. You can call that number to request to be on our mailing list. And you can visit Ochsner.org/65+Pensacola.
Okay, we just got a text about this. They wanted to know some kind of a landmark for the Bellevue location and probably for the 9-mile.
Okay.
Because when you just say it's on, they don't know.
So yes, okay.
We're kind of like, what's around it?
Yes, so what's around? So our Mobile Highway location is at the corner of Mobile Highway, Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
Which, if you think about, it's Brent, then it turns into Beverly, then it turns into Michigan Avenue. So
when I first moved here, I went down Bayou and turned to. Right. I got so upset because I thought, I never turned. What happened?
Right. What street am I on?
Yes, but, exactly.
Yeah, so Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway. And then our 9-mile location, we are just west. There's Publix at the corner. You'll come west just a little bit. We're across the street from Presbyterian Church, Caddy Corner. I'm giving all these shout outs.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, Caddy
perfect.
Corner to Everman's Grocery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we are right there. That's kind of the two landmarks that we give out whenever we talk about our locations. But we encourage everyone, follow us on Facebook, Ochsner 65+ Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see all of the fun events that we do. We take lots of pictures, post lots of people on Facebook having a great time. And really, you know, I talk about the community room because I'm so passionate about the folks coming in. And we use that room really to combat social isolation and loneliness, which is something Sarah Kay can definitely talk about in her line of work. Yes. And we use that room to combat that and foster, like I mentioned earlier, foster the relationships. So we really have a great wraparound care team. Mm-hmm. Talking about the comprehensive care plan, we will treat your whole body, you know, not just the doctor, but we've got social worker for mental, we've got the exercise room for your physical health, and then the social aspect in the community room.
Well, you know what's frustrating sometimes, not that I'm that much older, but when you go to your doctor and you say, you know, I've got this like pain in my hand or my elbow, well, that's just, you're getting older, just that's to be expected. Right. And it's kind of dismissive because there are things I think you could do to alleviate certain aches and pains, or it could be an indicator of something serious. Yeah. And I think sometimes because you get older, you don't really listen to.
Right.
And it would be nice to have a place where you're, even if you, it is nothing. Just could you listen to my complaints, please?
Right. And you know, that's one of the great things. I'm glad you mentioned that because our doctors do spend an extended amount of time with our patients. You are not rushed in and out. I've had patients, or not patients, but well, could be patients, but actually people out in the community because I do a lot of community events.
Mm-hmm.
And they will say, well, you know, on the back of my doctor's door, it says that I'm allowed to ask three questions and then I have to make another appointment. And,
oh my gosh. Well, not to blame the doctors, but they are overworked right now.
Right.
No question about
it. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we are very blessed to have this type of care in our community where our doctors do care. It's a completely different atmosphere when you walk in. You know, our patients sometimes joke, where can I go to hear laughter in a doctor's office?
Aww,
you know, make friends. But I would just really encourage everyone to stop by and see what we're talking about whenever we do talk about the fun that we have, but then also the care
and the feeling that you will have whenever you come into our clinic after you meet with our doctor, if you're meeting with Sarah Kay, mm-hmm. doing one of our events, working out. We have folks that work out every morning in our in our fitness center.
Mm-hmm. And oh, I love that.
It's wonderful. And then, of course, one thing I haven't mentioned yet, we offer same-day appointments. If you're an established patient with us and you give us a call, you're not feeling well, mm-hmm. we're going to do everything we can do to work you in that same day, to keep you out of urgent care, to keep you out of ER, you know, if it's not emergent.
That's really important.
Absolutely. And if you can't, if we, for some reason, you've called really late in the day, we're going to get you in the next day. Mm-hmm. We do labs at our location, so you don't have to go to a second facility to have your labs drawn.
Wow. See, that can make all the difference.
It can. Absolutely.
It really can. So we're talking with Dawn and Sarah Kay with Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus. If you have any questions, you can still have a little bit of time to text them in. But really, it's just a unique service. But I think with the population getting older, I think this is going to be more of the future in healthcare for seniors.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. And like I keep mentioning, stop by, take a tour. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful ladies up front, sometimes men as well.
Yeah, okay.
our patient access reps that will, you know, check you in. They always have a bright smile on their face and the professionalism, too, that you will see whenever you walk into our clinics. Mm-hmm. It's fun, but it's also professional. And I've heard that from a lot of our patients as well when they come in. It's just a different, calming, fun atmosphere. Yeah. A lot of patients, when they come in, it's the white coat syndrome where they're nervous. They don't really want to talk to their doctor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's really just not the case. That's not the feeling that we have here.
Well, I liked looking at your calendar. You brought the calendar in. Dawn showed me the calendar. There's some fun stuff on here.
We are having so much fun. So, you know, we talked about April being, you know, advanced care planning month. Uh-huh. Well, May is Celebrate Older Americans Month.
Hey.
So we are going to have an event on May the 6th to celebrate Older Americans Month, and we're going to have live music with Max.
Oh, fun.
If you've ever been to our events with Max, they are so well attended. Everybody has so much fun. They love Max. We do crafty creations. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves to come in and get crafty with us. We have a great lunch and learn program coming up. Stretch your grocery dollar. We all need to learn how to stretch our grocery dollars.
Interesting.
Yes. Another thing, if you're not able to make it, you know, on Tuesdays with Miss Sarah Kay, we do chair fitness at our 9 Mile location, 10 o'clock every Monday morning with Jessica. And then over at our Bellevue location, she does it on Thursdays at 3 o'clock. So really, there's no excuse why we're not getting that physical.
Just the name chair fitness kind of attracts me.
It's a lot of fun, you know. And we've recently started using these fuzzy feather boas.
Mm. Oh,
and
boy.
Really, really making it a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Movies. We've got Wild Birds Unlimited coming in to our Bellevue location to talk about the birds in our area. So
great.
And I always say, if you have something that you want to learn about, if there's something that you would like to do, we've got a suggestion box and we would love to hear from you. Let us know what you want us to do and what you want to be interested or what you want to participate in.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you just joined us, we're talking with our friends from Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus, Dawn and Sarah Kay. Couple minutes left. Just give out all the information one more time. Make sure everybody knows how to reach you.
Absolutely.
And they could even come in today and stop by and say
absolutely.
Hi, right?
Absolutely, they can. Okay. Yes. And I don't know when Miss Sarah Kay's appointment is today, but maybe they could come in early and see her today.
I'll be available this morning.
There you go.
And what are your hours again?
Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. And if you are an established patient, you can come in and work out in our fitness center Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 as well. 9 Mile location, that number is 850-558-4665, located at 1095 East 9 Mile Road. And then our Bellevue location is 850-558-4670, and that address is 5998 Mobile Highway. Follow us at Ashner 65 Plus Florida. You'll be able to see all of our events. You can call us even if you're not able, like I said, to come in, take a tour. You can get on our mailing list, and we will be able to mail out this calendar of events to you as well.
Okay, that's great. And to do that, they just go to your website?
They can go to our website, ashner.org/ /65Pensacola, or give us a call, 850-558-4665 for 9 Mile, or Bellevue, 850-558-4670.
All right. Thank you so much, Don Dorman and Sarah Kay Hubbard. Sarah Kay Hubbard from Oshnevant Health 65 Plus. Really appreciate your information. Very valuable for everyone. And again, check them out. Give them a call. And thanks for being on Pep Talk this morning.
Thank
for
you.
We're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be back right here on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.